I always talk about Vallis Simpson. Vallis Simpson was this guy who, when you asked him how old he was, and I asked him three or four times, it changed every time. So somewhere in the 90s, I think he's something in the 90s, but he, if you could see this scene, you've got to picture a midsummer day where the cicadas and the mosquitoes and the crickets are in full force, almost, you know, symphonic, and it is muggy and thick. You can cut the air. And we drive somewhere in North Carolina to literally a crossroads where I'm sure Robert Johnson sold his soul to the devil. I mean, that's what it looked like. And in this overgrown, kudzu-infested area, beautiful, lush North Carolina place, was this old welding shop, which was as rusty as the junk laying there. And that was Vallis Simpson's shop, where he had been for, you know, I don't know how many years because it changed. And Vallis, in his retired years, makes whirligigs out of metal, scrap metal, or anything he finds. And he's got a warehouse full of these table-sized whirligigs. You know, the wind blows them around like a weather vane. And they're charming, and they're spectacular. But across the little street from his post is a field where his real art is. And these are whirligigs done on the grandest scale. They're on telephone poles probably 20 feet in the air. One of them in particular is a train, like an engine and two cars that swings with the wind. And I would say that it's 40 feet long and it's 20 feet in the air. And it's made out of old street signs and pieces of sheet metal, and everything on it turns and makes, you know, makes noise. Although on this day where there's stagnant air in the middle of summer, we weren't getting as much turning. But there, this was an example of art, folk art, that was worthy of our show. And he, Vallis himself, was American folk art. And so that, I think, and I could tell you 50 stories like that, but that to that story in particular sums up the texture and the layer of my experience on Roadshow and why it's just a joy to show up. You never know where you're going to be and who you're going to be with.